This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We're headed into the end of the week, and that always feels good, doesn't it? We're also coming to the final of our five questions that we've been asking this week on the overall topic, where are you headed in life? As you think about your life, would you say you're headed anywhere? Sometimes we're just floating through life, right? Or just trying to cope. But do you know that even in the difficult times of life, when your circumstances are quite desperate, one of the things that most helps you move through those times in your life is to have a clear sense of where you are headed, that there's a purpose even in the difficult times that you're facing and moving through. We've been asking a significant question each day this week to answer that question of where we're headed in life. We asked first of all on Monday, what is your preferred future and what are you willing to sacrifice to achieve it? On Tuesday, we asked, what is God's preferred future for you and have you embraced it? On Wednesday, we asked, what or who do you love the most and how can you put God in that place? Then yesterday we asked, how do you want to influence others in your life? What kind of person do you want to develop and how will you accomplish that? And today we come to another really big question in answering the question, where are you headed in life? And today's question is this. I hope you'll write it down along with the other ones. Take time to jot down a few sentences of your own in answer to the question. Here's your question for today. Who has God put into your life to help you achieve his preferred future for you? Who has God put into your life to help you achieve God's preferred future for you? Well, we see this principle all through the Bible, that when God revealed to someone, here's my preferred future for you, here's what I want to do through you in life, here's what I want to accomplish through you, in every case, he puts other people into that person's life to help them, to enable them to accomplish what he's calling them to do. As you think about it, Jesus came into our world, the Father sent his Son into the world, and as Jesus began his ministry, there was John the Baptist ahead of him, put there in place by God the Father to help Jesus accomplish his purpose, right? There came a point when Jesus' ministry was growing, and John the Baptist had his own disciples, and they saw what was happening with Jesus and his ministry, and they came to John, and here's what they said in John chapter 3, verse 26. They came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you bore witness, look, he's baptizing and all are going to him. John answered, a person can't receive even one thing unless it's given to him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore this joy of mine is now complete. He must increase, but I must decrease. Well, it's true throughout Scripture, isn't it? God called Moses with a purpose, and he gave him Joshua to help him, and Aaron to help him. God sent Paul with a mission to be the apostle to the Gentiles, and he gave him Barnabas to encourage him and help him, and later Silas and Timothy and Titus and others. And as God reveals to you how he wants to use you in other people's lives to influence people, he doesn't then just say, go figure out how to do it. He puts people into your life to mentor you, to encourage you, to work alongside of you, to be mentored by you, people at every level who will help you accomplish God's purpose through you in the lives of the people around you. Where are you headed in life? God wants to work through you. He wants your life to be outward focused, and he's going to put people in your life to help you accomplish that. Don't just wait for it to happen. sit down with these five questions and take some time to be intentional about where your life is headed. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.